Okay, we've covered the e-visa, the highlights, even those amazing hidden gems. But what is it about Zambia? Like, what makes it so special? What really sets it apart from other places in Africa?
It's hard to put into words, you know? There's just this like magic to Zambia, something that really stays with you.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, for one thing, it's just so beautiful. And I'm not just talking about Victoria Falls, although that's amazing, of course, but the whole country. It's got these vast plains, mountains, lakes, rivers, and the wildlife. So diverse.
So it's a nature lover's dream, basically.
Totally. But it's more than that. There's this like peacefulness to Zambia. Things move slower, you know? It's a place to really unwind, reconnect with yourself.
Yeah, I can see that. Especially these days, everyone's so busy. It's nice to escape that for a while.
Right. And then there are the people. Zambian people are so warm and welcoming, you instantly feel at home.
You mentioned that earlier, and I've heard that from other people too. Like, the people really make the place.
Oh, for sure. And their culture is so rich. They've got traditions and customs that have been passed down for generations.
Like, what are some of the cultural things visitors should definitely experience?
Music and dance are huge in Zambia. Every tribe has their own unique rhythms and dances. It's how they celebrate, how they tell stories.
I bet it's amazing to see.
Oh, it is. And the crafts. Zambia is known for its handmade baskets, pottery, wood carvings, all sorts of things.
Are there like specific regions or tribes that are known for particular styles?
Absolutely. Like the Tonga people, they're famous for their basket weaving, and the Lozi people make these beautiful wooden masks.
So you can find souvenirs that are more than just like tourist trinkets. They're actual works of art with meaning behind them.
Exactly. And these things, they're not just for tourists, they're part of everyday life, used in ceremonies and rituals.
You know, we've talked about so much, the e-visa, the sites, the culture, but I feel like there's something even deeper that makes Zambia unique.
Totally. There's this like authenticity to Zambia, a rawness, you know. You don't find that everywhere. It's a place where you can really connect with nature, with yourself, with the people.
It sounds like it changes you, like you come back different.
That's exactly it. Zambia touches your soul.
Well, you've definitely made me want to go. I think our listeners got all the info they need now to start planning their own Zambian adventure.
I hope so. We've given them the tools, the knowledge, and hopefully the inspiration to go explore this amazing country.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, one last thought for our listener.
What's that?
When you're there in Zambia, really be there, be present in each moment, and let yourself be changed by it all.
Wow, that's beautiful. And when you come back, tell us all about it. We want to hear your stories.
This has been the deep dive.
Your shortcut to being well informed.
Until next time, keep exploring.